This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome everyone back to this very special edition of Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And in studio, you have me, Vincent.
Hey, it's Ian.
And we have an explosive episode for you today. We're going to be talking about surprise, surprise, coronavirus, but a more diverse group of articles. We're going to be talking about how it's affecting the economy, how it's affecting people's mental health, how it's affecting business. And some people have decided to organize to fight back against that. Ian has that story. We'll get to it. And also this, it's somewhat related, but it's not entirely. I'd say it's more of a Trojan horse and it's related. We're going to be talking about the dreaded 5G, and not only its potential effect on COVID-19, this coronavirus, quote, pandemic, although, you know, some people disagree with the term pandemic. I'm going to be talking about the attempts to censor any discussion about 5G from, you know, mainly from Google. We have David Icke. David Icke is a very colorful character, a conspiracy researcher, author, and lecturer. And he had an interview on Real London. Let's see here. Real London, which is a pretty big YouTube channel, like about 1 million subscribers. And within an hour of the interview being uploaded to YouTube, Google just takes it down, right? It didn't have any nudity or violence or cursing or anything that otherwise would violate its normal procedures, right? Because, you know, Google owns YouTube. And it was taken down. And I have a peer-reviewed, right? Because, you know, according to the scientific community, right, you know, peer-reviewed papers are not infallible, but, you know, they believe peer-reviewed papers way more than they do just regular articles, even though articles cite peer-reviewed papers. But, you know, it's beyond the point. I have a peer-reviewed...
And it's worth pointing out that peer review doesn't really, you know, hold that much water, depending on the journal and how easily manipulated they are. And there have been some stories about some serious question marks surrounding peer-reviewed journals.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, yes. And at least from what I learned about it, when in my my government public school science class, they said that peer review is sort of like a filter or a net, right? So as long as other people take a look at it, then, you know, you won't just have all sorts of crazies, you know, submitting their papers on how, you know, they could talk to mice with paper clips. But then on the upper end, because if a crazy person does get their paper peer reviewed, then, you know, it's resolve those other issues. And actually this one, which is from the, I think it was published in the Toxicology Letters, it's titled Adverse Health Effects of 5G Mobile Networking Technology Under Real Life Conditions. It actually, in the end, which I'll be reading some excerpts from tonight, it does mention the it speculates on why there's been so many positive news and positive studies on 5G and how 5G absolutely is totally harmless. And in fact, it's, you know, it's the opposite. If you're speaking out against 5G, you're a crazy conspiracy theorist. Even though there's evidence to suggest that even these EMFs and wireless radiation that is within FCC standards is capable of causing a lot of bodily harm. But that's what we have to talk about. Ian, you said you had a story about, was it a name we haven't heard from quite some time, despite the controversy, Ammon Bundy, right? The rancher who started it all in, I think it was in Nevada, where he refused to back down to the Bureau of Land Management. There was an armed standoff.
I think that was his father. I think that it was Ammon's father who was the person who refused to back down in Nevada, if I recall correctly. I forget his name, but Ammon was involved in that situation, if I recall correctly, and then he got a lot more prominence once there was the
The Montana?
The Oregon.
Oh, it was Oregon. That's right.
The Oregon Wildlife Refuge standoff that they had. Ammon was one of the leaders in that situation.
Where I believe someone was killed in that, right? Someone was shot. I don't know if they were called militia or whatever they wanted to be called. One of them was shot in their car by police, and it was caught on, I think a drone was flying over. It was such a long time ago, so I'm surprised that they've resurfaced. So do you want to tell us about that, what the Bundys are saying?
There's a couple different stories. This one is from DNYUZ.com out of Sandpoint, Idaho, inside an old factory building in north of Boise. A few dozen people gathered recently to hear from Ammon Bundy, the man who once led an armed takeover of the Oregon Wildlife Refuge. The meeting, which appeared to violate orders by Governor Brad Little of Idaho to avoid group gatherings, was an assertion of what Bundy said was a constitutional right to peaceably assemble. So at least somebody finally got some coverage for their peaceable assembly. We didn't get jack squat here in Keene, or not Keene, but in Concord when we did it last week.
Whoa, he said constitutional right. Didn't someone tell him that there's a virus going around, that there's a crisis, and the Constitution doesn't apply when there's a crisis, even though the Constitution was written during a crisis?
I suspect a bunch of people have probably told him that, given the folks who have been very hostile towards those of us out here. I'm sure he's been on the receiving end of some of that hostility from his scaredy neighbors who are cowering in their homes as we speak. But Mr. Bundy said he also hoped to create a network of people ready to come to the aid of those facing closure of their businesses or other interference from the government as a result of the coronavirus outbreak. Bundy told the meeting, quote, "If it gets bad enough and our rights are infringed upon enough, we can physically stand in defense in whatever way we need to, but we hope we don't have to get there." Unquote. In a state with pockets of deep wariness about both big government and mainstream medicine, the sweeping restrictions aimed at containing the spread of the virus have run into outright rebellion in some parts of Idaho, which is facing its own worrying spike in coronavirus cases. The opposition is coming not only from people like Bundy, who's armed to take over the Oregon Refuge with dozens of other men and women in 2016, led to a 41-day standoff. We cover that in great detail here on Free Talk Live, but also from some state lawmakers and a county sheriff who are calling the governor's statewide stay-at-home order an infringement on individual liberties. So you actually have one sheriff who is speaking out against it.
Well, that's very refreshing.
Healthcare providers and others have been horrified at the public calls to countermand social distancing requirements, warning that failing to take firm measures could overwhelm Idaho's small hospitals and put large numbers of people at risk of dying. See, you just don't care about people dying if you want to go out and live free. This is the message that I've been given on social media by people, many of whom I don't know, just random people commenting about how terrible of a person I am, that I obviously hate old people and want, you know, the elderly to die because I'm going to go out and I'm going to act like a free person.
Oh yeah, and the wishes of death of you people saying they'd love to see you choke on your own mucus and all these loving concerning, you know, concerns people just are the best well wishers.
Yeah, so I still don't understand, and maybe if somebody wants to call in at 855-450-FREE and explain to me how exactly it is that me going out and about is going to put your grandfather in danger if your grandfather stays inside his home. I'm still not clear on how that is.
That's a good point. I wonder if it's taking the herd immunity mentality to like an exponential level where not just that, you know, there's always going to be, at least it used to be thought that there's always going to be a few outliers, you know, all those dumb rednecks or hicks or to the people who are paranoid who weren't going to get their vaccines, but they're just going to die. So everyone else, you know, has their herd immunity. But now the idea is literally everyone, right? You know, that's exasperated by Dr. Fauci saying that they're not going to ease up on all these restrictions and shutdown until there's zero deaths and zero cases.
So basically never.
Yes.
So anyway, if you want to comment on that, you're welcome to do so. I'd still would love to hear how somebody who's, you know, shutting themselves off, quarantining themselves inside their own home is somehow at risk from somebody else going out and living their life. That just doesn't make sense to me. Now, I could understand if you were going to argue, oh, well, those people are still leaving their homes. They're going to the grocery store. You could infect the grocery store clerk, and the grocery store clerk could infect this person or whatever. But if that's the concern, then they shouldn't leave their effing homes.
Exactly.
You can have all your groceries delivered.
And it's the same deal with Visa. Visa, people call these Karens, right? These, you know, shrill, obnoxious women who, you know, on video are screaming at people to get back inside or they're going to call the police. Well, listen, lady, what are you doing outside of your house? All these people. And it's the ultimate form of virtue signaling, right? You got to listen to the government. You got to listen to me and the media. Otherwise, you're going to die. 855-453.
By the way, Bundy's looking to gather 1,000 people. There's a little bit more here.
All right, we'll get to that and much more. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everyone, to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves. You can call in at 855-453, that's 855-450-3733, or if you're an armchair radiation expert, you could call in on the discord.lrn.fm and join in on the on-air call-in lines. And now, before we come back to the Idaho Rebellion, at least rebelling against the draconian COVID-19 quarantine measures, I want to talk to you about localbitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at localbitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit localbitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. And I gotta say, what a time to be involved in Bitcoin and invested in Bitcoin also, because just so many people are afraid of the coronavirus being transmitted via cash money. That, like, I mean, today I was just at the gas station getting a meager dinner, and the guy handed me my receipt, and I noticed he didn't have any gloves on, and I'm not, you know, as paranoid about other people, but to me it was just like, and that's just sort of getting to me, right, where I'm like, ooh, oh boy, you know, he's not wearing gloves, and, you know, we're touching the same thing, where, and this is where being invested in cryptocurrency, you know, like Bitcoin Cash comes in mighty handy, because you don't ever have to touch another person or anything, you just scan, use your phone, scan it, or send someone via the address. So, I'd say anyone who's been invested in Bitcoin Cash or Bitcoin or any other crypto certainly is going to be in a advantage now. If I say hopefully these, you know, the paranoia regarding physical contact doesn't stay or make a lasting impact on our society.
Yeah,
but
I
if
hope
it,
so too.
But if it does, local.bitcoin.com, that's the place where you're going to want to be to make sure you're stocked up on Bitcoin Cash. So now, Ian, let's see, you said you found some really good quotes there.
There's a different story about Ammon Bundy. The first story was, and there's more, a lot more on the first story from dnyuz.com, but it seems to have kind of like a COVID fear-mongering overtone to it. This one from eenews.net just has a bunch of excerpts from what Bundy had to say at this gathering of people in Idaho, which was, I guess, within the last week or so. Bundy, let's see here, said this about the COVID-19. He said, quote, "It really doesn't matter what numbers there are when it comes to the coronavirus. It really doesn't matter if it's real or not, if it's rampant or not, whether it's a pandemic or not," he said, "because it still doesn't give government officials the right to infringe upon our rights, and that's what matters." And I got to say, I totally agree with him, because even though right now the numbers still haven't reached flu levels, by the way, compared to last year's U.S. flu numbers, they're still not there. Now, it looks like it, you know, it could make it there. I think there's like 15,000 who have died ostensibly from coronavirus. But again, as we there's another headline today that I think it was New York Times or Post, one or the other, reporting that the federal government is reporting anyone who dies of coronavirus having died from COVID-19. So there's other coronavirus out there, right? And this is just the latest variant of it. But they're just go ahead and chalking them all up to the same one, even though they may not be.
Oh, and the fake news is reporting on it as if it was COVID-19 also, without putting in the distinction, just to, you know, ramp up the fear-mongering and sell more newspapers and get more clicks.
Sure, that's what it's all about for them. But what Bundy's pointing out here is, look, and this is what I said, even if it turns out to be more deadly than the flu, and I still haven't seen that that's the case, but even if it were the case, even if three times as many people as get the flu were infected by this, I would still have the same position. I would still have the position that those who want to take the risk should be free to go out and take the risk. And that those who want to stay inside and, like, you know, keep themselves away from people, that's your freedom. You could already do that. You don't need to have some government goon threatening people and arresting pastors and breaking up. There's another story about a wedding where the bride and groom got arrested immediately after getting hitched. I mean, there's just a myriad of these, you know, and then you've got neighbors snitching on neighbors. I mean, it's just it's an insane situation out there. A little bit more from Bundy, though, according to eenews.net. The meeting focused on how to oppose stay-at-home orders via a three-pronged strategy of legal, political, and physical protests. Bundy told attendees he's received interest in his efforts from unnamed elected representatives and other individuals around the state. He says, quote, "I think we have to think about if we were successful here spreading it, at least the knowledge and the things we learn way beyond even the state of Idaho." But Bundy cut off further discussion of expanding his latest cause, including suggestions from attendees about using the platform Zoom to hold meetings, in favor of focusing on organization of phone lists and other basic communication strategies from the group. He also encouraged attendees to support businesses, particularly those not classified by the state as essential during the closures, even if they must risk the threat of arrest. Now, this is something that I would love to do. I would love to find out that there was a business out there who actually is going to open their doors back up and say, you know what, it's my business, my customers can come in if they want to. Because I would be there in a heartbeat, if I could, to support a business like that. If they exist around here, I haven't heard about it. Have you?
No, not at all. And it's not like they would, other than maybe legal fees, it's not like they would lose money by any more. It's not like they would lose any more money by opening up for, you know, whatever customer that wants to come in.
Well, they could be arrested.
Versus, that's why I said, yeah, but legal fees versus just, you know, having all the overhead costs, having to still pay property taxes, at least, you know, at least for now.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about them waiving property taxes. And by the way, that property tax bill is going to be coming in next month here in Keene, New Hampshire.
Oh, that's I wonder if we will see business closures because of that. I have, and it's, you know, the people who are, like, I haven't seen very much pushback against the corporate bailout, but, and I have a story here for later, right? Art Laffer, he's a Reagan, economist, who suggested that there just be tax cuts, right? You know, payroll tax cuts, and you know, and like in the Reuters, right? They say, oh, well, you know, that was, tax cuts are known to increase the deficit. Well, actually, no, I think government spending is known to increase the deficit, not forcing people to pay a little bit less money.
And spending $2.2 trillion is definitely going to increase the deficit as well, not only the national debt. There's another story today about the Fed going to pump out another $2.3 trillion.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Trump wants to have it was in phases, right? Right now, the $350 billion that, you know, the Senate's fighting over for small business relief, right? Loans where like 75% of it is waived by the government if that money is given towards their employees. So basically, the government giving, essentially the government giving companies money to keep people hired, which is something out of, like, straight out of Atlas Shrugged. That's 300, that's called phase 3.5. So phase, I don't want to see what phase 4 is, right?
My,
you know,
God.
Phase 2 is $2 trillion. Like, phase 4 is going to be, you know, like, 5 trillion.
And all of this, you know, within, what, 3 weeks? 2 weeks? Man, they're just cranking it out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And all these fiscal conservatives suddenly disappeared, except Thomas Massie. But, you know, he got the third degree from everyone. Democrat, Republican, Trump, John Kerry.
Yeah,
they really want this bill to get passed. They really want this money. So we're going to continue. I think it's great, that verse, because a lot of the resistance to the quarantine, everything has been coming from talk radio and media. I'm glad finally there's someone with boots on the ground, and who would have known? It would have been the Bundys, right? So a very dedicated family. Yeah, dedicated towards freedom. If we had more families like them in the country, we might be a lot way freer. This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. During his daily White House coronavirus task force briefing, President Trump says economic help is on the way for schools, universities, and students.
The Department of Education is also announcing the availability of more than $6 billion in emergency grant funding to assist college students impacted by the cancellation of classes and the suspension of housing. A lot of people had a lot of things suspended. Housing is one of them. Previously, we waived student loan payments for 6 months.
Democrats are blocking more money for the Payroll Protection Program, and Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says this could cost people their jobs.
The country cannot afford unnecessary wrangling or political maneuvering. Treating this as a normal kind of partisan negotiation could literally cost Americans their jobs.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back, everyone. Radio where you control the airwaves, which you can call in at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. I'm your host, Vincent, and in studio we have...
It's Ian.
And I want to talk to you about AnyPay. Now, do you want to make more? Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase of those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash app to AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet address. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. And now, you know, I mean, I hate to keep, you know, bring it up. Like, it's sort of like good news for crypto while it's bad news for freedom in the world. But now that, what is it, like one-third? I think I have an article. One-third of people are unable to pay rent. At least for this month. And you had one where one-third of millennials are facing dire economic consequences. And now...
It was just generally about millennials. But yeah, there was also a third... Some other story about millennials, but yeah.
One-third of people stand to lose their jobs also.
That's it, yeah. And they're mostly 18 to 34s in that case. So Gen Z and millennials.
So now being able to collect passive income is now more important than ever, especially, you know, if we're not going to be able to go outside for as some of these control freaks are saying 18 months. And it's not like a joke. It's not it's not like hyperbole. I mean, we're saying like they seriously believe 18 months. And I don't think there's going to be much of an economy left, because so much of the U.S. economy is based off of services, and now it's face-to-face interaction.
Well, you're not the only one. According to ZeroHedge.com, more people died of suicide last week in Tennessee than COVID-19.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, actually, let's get into that one, because that's
people. And by the way, it's not just going to be suicide that kills people, because we've been focusing on that when we talk about, oh, yeah, what about, right? Because there's the people who are, we need to do anything to save someone from COVID-19. And, well, oh, yeah, what about the people who are going to kill themselves? Well, they don't matter as much because, you know, they can't be infected with suicide. So, therefore, it's more important to save people from COVID-19.
Wow.
But what about all the people who are not only going to be suicidal over this, but the people who are going to be subjected to, let's say, abuse in their own homes? There's a story about that. Domestic abuse.
Child abuse.
Is up in Arizona. Of course, that's going to be happening as well. People are losing their jobs. That's one of the reasons why people are going to kill themselves. But another thing that's going to happen as a result of all this depression is people who have had drug addictions in the past and have beaten them are going to go back because they don't have anything else to do, and idle hands do the devil's work, right? Those who are currently drug addicted are certainly going to spiral even further down into that. And of course, they can't afford those habits, so that's going to result in an increase in crime. I mean, there's going to be all kinds of problems coming out of this, and it's already starting.
Oh, yeah, and I see a massive increase in alcohol purchase and consumption, which isn't going to be helpful for alcoholics, people with addictions, especially also with a depression and suicide also, because a lot of, at least, you know, one thing that I learned is that sometimes people could come the closest to actually committing suicide because their judgment is impaired with alcohol. And what else is there to do? I mean, the liquor stores are open, like, either for better or for worse, right? You know, some people might say that it's, you know, maybe the government should close liquor stores, so
then people will just make their own.
Well, yeah, that's a good point. You know, you just have bathtubs exploding all across the country.
And people go blind from the bad bathtub gin or whatever. There's an excerpt here in the Zero Hedge story from Glenn Jacobs, who is the wrestler known as Kane. He's now the mayor of Knox County in Tennessee. He said, quote, thus far, our reaction to COVID-19 has been to sacrifice the global economy. The truth is, a sick economy produces sick people. And he's right about that. Now, as I was saying earlier, some people who are critical of my position, and I think we share similar positions on this, Vincent, you know, they are, oh, well, you just hate old people. All you care about is business. You are so selfish. You just want people, corporations, business, business, business. And it's like, well, yeah, of course I'm concerned with economic freedom because it's part of freedom. I'm also concerned with personal freedom as well, and it's all being just crapped upon right now.
I'm supporting the small business. I'm concerned about the small businesses, the big businesses, right? Like, you know, Walmart and all the big box stores, Boeing, the airlines. They're doing fine. I mean, they're not doing fine, but they're going to be okay because they're the ones who are going to get all of that, all the bailout money. Yeah. They're going to benefit because some of these stores are allowed to, right? You know, Walmart's allowed to stay open while, you know, just local non-essential mom and pop shops that could sell essentially identical items are forced to shut down because they're non-essential. All these big corporations are starting to rely more and more on automation and robots. They're going to be just fine. It's just the small businesses, right? And now, you know, the big $2 trillion bailout for all the big corporations where 91% went to 91% of it was pork and, you know, went to the special interests and lobbyists and corporations. Only 8 or 9% went to the people. That was passed fine. Only one person disagreed. That was Representative Massey. Now, when they actually have a bill that supports small businesses, right, the phase 3.5, I think Lindsey Graham called it, that's where, you know, now Senate's in a deadlock and they're fighting over it. So there's obviously a preference towards, you know, the big boys, the fat cats.
There always will be. They're the ones who are lining the pockets of the politicians.
Absolutely.
I don't know what else there really is in this story. It's just that I think the headline's the most important part is that you've got more people who have killed themselves already. Well, what, you know, we're 3 weeks into this lockdown at this point. So how bad is it going to be in another three more weeks when people, we're already seeing people having trouble paying the rent? A lot of people are being laid off. Record numbers in recent times are filing for unemployment.
Oh, absolutely, and especially now when things are starting to get nicer outside, when it's like if this lasts into like June, July, you know, God forbid it lasts into May, June, July, or August.
Right, and they're not going to report, by the way, they're not going to report drug overdoses as suicides unless there's like evidence that it was a suicide. If somebody dies simply because they took too much heroin on accident, well, that's not really a suicide. That person just wanted to get high to forget about their problems for a little while, and they died because of it. And that's going to happen more often, too. So you're going to see people dying from drug overdoses. You're going to see people dying in, you know, desperation kind of situations where they need to go and get more drugs. So they're going to go try to rob the convenience store, but then they're going to get blasted by the convenience store operator, as they, you know, should be in that case. And this is going to get really ugly. I wish I could say better things. I wish I was optimistic about this. But the longer this goes on, the more dramatically bad this situation is going to get economically, and then all the fallout, the personal fallout that comes from the economics.
I have a little bit. I don't know if this is positive or not, but here, this is from MSN. Pot use reached all-time high in March amid lockdown measures. Right
now, that's surprised.
No, that's a. It's not a drug. Excuse me. It's a plant.
Well, it has a chemical, an active chemical that will modify alter your state of consciousness.
Oh, no, I understand. I'm just saying compared to when people talk about drugs, they think of like narcotics, like heroin or cocaine. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I want to remind people, right, people who've probably never seen marijuana before, right, this is just, oh, you know, who grew up watching Reefer Madness, you know, cannabis or pot, as people call it, I think it's a stupid name for it, is a plant. So I have here, it's from Bloomberg, cannabis use hit an all-time high in March as lockdown measures spread across the U.S., giving people more free time with less to do. A March survey of 2,500 consumers by Cowan & Co. found that 33% had tried cannabis at some point in their lives, a record high. For the past month, 12.8% of respondents said they'd used pot, above 12.5% average in 2019. Sales spiked in mid-March as people rushed to stock up ahead of a potential dispensary closures, Cowan said.
Which has happened in some states. Massachusetts closed their dispensaries.
And they've... The weekly sales growth peaked at 64% in the week ended March 16th, the highest rate of increase since at least the beginning of 2019. However, sales decelerated during the last 2 weeks of a month to mid to high single-digit range. This may be linked to, quote, more pronounced deterioration in job security for the past month, cannabis consumers relative to the general population. So, I mean, at least you're smoking weed versus, you know, drinking alcohol or doing harder drugs.
Oh, they're going to be doing that, too. Don't you worry.
And I'd say dispensaries are just as important as liquor stores, if not more so. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk.
You learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest Green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest Green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everyone, to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves. That you could do so at 855-453-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or you could join in on the on-air call-in lines on discord.lrn.fm. In studio, I'm your host, Vincent.
It's Ian.
And Ian has some very discerning numbers here regarding the how many Americans are unable to pay, were unable, or currently unable to pay rent just in the month of April, right? It's April 9th today, so just a little bit over a week.
Well, rent was due a week ago. Usually you got to pay rent in advance, right?
Oh, yes.
This is Yahoo Finance reporting, Sarah Paintner reporting, as the novel coronavirus slows the U.S. economy, many renters now unemployed wonder how they're going to pay their April rent. New data shows that one-third of Americans did not pay their April rent before the due date, as the coronavirus so-called pandemic causes mass layoffs and financial disruption. Remember, the coronavirus didn't cause those things. It was the government goons who caused those things. 31% and people's obedience, because if people just ignored this government, these edicts, then we'd all be work. People would still be going to work.
If the fake news mainstream media didn't just blindly parrot everything that the government was saying and all these Poindexters and quacks were saying, then the people wouldn't freak out as much and demand for enslavement. So I just want to put it in that the media and the government are both, I'd say, as culpable in this.
Yeah. Media is a total lapdog for government. They just take whatever the press release is from the government and they just print it. Unedited, basically.
And they don't question it because they don't want to lose those lucrative interviews.
That's right. So, now the numbers, at first, they don't look as bad when you compare it to last year. So, 31% of U.S. renters did not pay April rent on time this year. And that's up from 19% a month earlier and 18% in April of 2018. So even a year ago, there were still almost one out of five renters who didn't pay their rent. So it's not up that much. It's up 50% compared to a year ago, but 10 percentage points overall. But this is just the beginning. Remember, we're just getting into this, and among U.S. renters, only 69% of them paid April rent on time, according to a new report by the National Multifamily Housing Council, based on 13.4 million rentals. Granger McDonald, who's a Kerrville, Texas landlord with over 4,500 units, that's a lot of houses, he said, "I started worrying when restaurants and public spaces started shutting down. I know it was necessary, but man, it's painful. When our tenants started getting laid off, I knew we had a huge problem." Unquote. Renters are particularly exposed to financial risk during the pandemic. They tend to have lower income and less stable jobs than homeowners, contributing to some 35% who've lost income due to COVID-19, according to a March 31st survey of 500 renters by St. Louis-based listing website Clever. 45% of renters do not have enough savings to cover rent payments for a single month. And that's an important number because it echoes similar numbers that we've talked about in the U.S. economy, where most people in the U.S. do not have a $500 nest egg. They don't have any savings of any sort, basically, beyond maybe a week's worth to get them through any kind of financial difficulty.
And it's what they call living from paycheck to paycheck.
Correct. And that is very, very common in the United States. If you're living paycheck to paycheck, that means not only are you not going to be able to pay the rent, but you're also not going to be able to keep the electricity on because, you know, you can't afford to pay that either. And thank goodness for a lot of people, we're not going into the winter months.
Oh, no.
We're coming out of winter, thank goodness, or you would literally have people freezing to death.
Or they can't pay their car payments, so they don't have their car. Or
they
may
have their car repoed if their car is, you know, they get a loan. You may see the repo men doing brisk business.
And, I mean, I don't want to compare this to slavery because a lot, even though the economy is pretty bad, it's totally, you know, the whole Federal Reserve system, it devalues, you know, savings and such, and it's, you know, the whole system is rigged. But it's sort of like we might be looking at some sort of, like, return to a form of serfdom, right? Like, people would use the term, like, wage slave.
Well, we never left it.
Well, I'd say, oh, I mean, depending on when, like, how
you got to pay the man, you got to pay the king.
Oh, I see. The taxes,
what's
yeah.
the difference?
Well, I'm saying in this case, like, people would be even more subservient to the government because, you know, instead of being, like, let's say, like, you know, the Thomas Jefferson, right, his view of, like, the perfect American was, like, the yeoman farmer, right? Small tenant farmers where people are more or less self-sufficient because we're not going to have to rely on the government for food. If you could grow your own food or your community had enough people, like, you know, your neighbor was a sheep farmer, you could get milk and cheese and such. A shepherd. Compared to now, at all the people, they can't survive on their own. Most people live in coffin apartments in these massive cities. So this economy, right, the recession is creating, and now, you know, this whole COVID-19 response, it's creating a dependent class because if a government does a total, like, takeover, you know, abolishes the Bill of Rights, you know, habeas corpus is suspended, people who...
Well, why go through all that hassle when they can just ignore it?
That's what I mean. And people who are dependent on the government for their house, for their food, for, you know, their children, for everything, are going to be far less likely to go against that and rebel versus people who are self-sufficient. Yeah. And have something to lose.
Yeah, that much is true. I mean, this is going to get a lot more people probably on welfare than previously had been on welfare, and that, of course, creates the welfare entitlement mentality, and that is not good for productivity, and it's not good for somebody's mental health.
Absolutely, yeah, and it just causes government to get bigger and bigger because, and there's been instances where, like, EBT cards or whatever electronic system that stores or the government has that stores would recognize the food stamps or whatever, it would fail, right, just because of a glitch or, you know, if we want to get conspiratorial, the government purposefully made it malfunction to see how people would respond. And there were riots, right? Like, people were smashing stuff in the store. This is just a few years ago. So imagine now if all around the country people aren't able to get their checks.
32% of renters said if they couldn't afford the rent, they would simply stop making payments. So one out of three renters just say, I'm just not going to pay. I'll stay here and force the landlord to evict me. While 35% of renters said they would borrow the money, 6% said they'd use their credit card, 6% said they would take out a loan, according to a sample of 20,000 rental units nationwide. 35% of renters who were laid off did proactively tell their landlords, so the other two-thirds didn't tell their landlords they've been laid off. As of April 3rd, McDonald in Texas had 120 flexible payment agreements worked out with tenants. Still, about 30% of his tenants are already past due and had not asked for any kind of a flexible payment agreement or even communicated with him. So he said he didn't know how he would pay his bills. Because remember, a lot of people, you know, who are of the opinion of, damn those landlords, you know, those darn landlords. And there's no doubt there's some slumlords out there that are terrible. But landlords are usually just people like you. Maybe they had a little bit more success in life, or they were left some money from their parents, or whatever their story is. They were able to afford to buy a house, or more than one house, because presumably they are living in their own home in addition to renting one to you. But these guys have bills to pay as well.
Oh, they have mortgages to pay, yeah.
They've got mortgages to pay, they've got property taxes to pay, and as he points out, he's got insurance. This guy's got 4,500 houses. He's got managers, he's got fees, he's got salaries to pay for employees, maintenance guys. Because remember, when you rent a home and the water heater goes out, well, you're not responsible for fixing it. That's the landlord's job. So he's got to either go in himself if he's handy enough to do it, but if you've got 4,500 houses, you've got to have people. So he calls up his maintenance division. They go in. They fix the water heater. Well, he's got to pay those people. He's got to buy the new water heater. And normally that's money that comes out of the rent. And so if he's not getting paid rent, you know, he can't fix the water heater.
And what if those people were deemed non-essential or were too afraid to go to work because of getting sick? Because, you know, a lot of these people, like plumbers and electricians and, well, you know, were sort of older and such. So what happens if
those,
you know,
are considered essential businesses?
Oh, they are. But yeah. Still, what happens if, you know, versus either not enough people to go around, or if they just don't want to go in for work, and, you know, these problems, like, I don't know, you have like your versus dripping from the bathroom upstairs, you're just going to damage the property even more.
Yep. I mean, it's bad. It's bad news, and there's no easy solution here besides letting people go back to work, letting people make a decision for themselves about how to handle their own life instead of having these bureaucrats and politicians hand down orders from on high.
Well, the issue with that is because a lot of people are, or at least people on the right, are suggesting that, you know, we need to get back to work by May, but then people who are against that are saying that if we go back to work now, there might be even more deaths.
It's fine, honestly. It's okay.
Well, and I mean, it's like, there also is a question whether or not we would see the same amount of deaths regardless of this quarantine
shutdown.
That is
a question. And I think that somebody could go and look at places like Belarus, where there has not been a mandatory quarantine, and compare that to surrounding areas and see how they do.
But the unfortunate thing is, no matter what happens, the government is still going to take credit for, you know, oh, less people died than projected,
sure.
Right? Even though these are the same projections that said we'd all be underwater by 2020. Coming up next, some more coronavirus news. Kushner's team seeks national coronavirus surveillance system.
Great!
This is, to keep all of us safe, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin, while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.